This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 99 The Game. Welcome into the experience as I adjust the volume on my headphones here. Sunday evening, 7 o'clock. I'm with you for the next 2 hours and 53 minutes-ish. Hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. Just rushing in here from my daughter's middle school softball tryout, where it looked to me that she killed it, so that's cool. 404-726-0929 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a shout, give us a shout. You can call us. You can hit us up on the text line. I'm coming up in here right after Grant McCauley's show, and I see a message on the text line that simply says, Goldberg. So I'm curious as to what Grant was talking about. Was Grant having a wrestling conversation? Because having wrestling conversations with wrestling fans like Grant is a lot of fun, and I hate missing those, although I've never heard Grant talk wrestling on From the Diamond. So Garrett's telling me no. Garrett Chapman on the other side of the glass there. If you want to give us a shout, you will call Garrett. He can put you up on the call screener. Garrett, how the hell are you, man? How was your weekend?
Dude, it was fantastic. I was able to go up and see my... I heard Andy Bunker talking about how he's going to Charlotte to go see his nephew or so.
Yep.
I had the exact same situation going up to Nashville to go see my
niece. Oh, sweet. All right.
And my newly minted nephew, who's now 2.5 months old.
Nice.
My first chance that I chance to, first opportunity to go meet him. And he is the fattest baby that I've ever seen.
Fantastic. Healthy.
But he is
love it.
Big, healthy, and awesome. And I got to go to a 3-year-old's birthday party, and we had a great time. It was she got like a Frozen-themed magnet thing.
Nice.
That was picked out for me.
So wait, Frozen-themed magnet thing?
It's like magnets, stackers, things. And
is this like a is this a party favor that you got?
No.
Oh, that's a party. That's a gift
that's
that
a
you
gift
gave.
That
okay.
Gave.
All right.
And
so
she is obsessed with it.
Good.
So I won the gifts, and that's great.
Oh, that's fantastic. When you give someone a birthday present, especially a child, and they go right to your present after they open up all the presents, that's win-win all every day.
So we were at a playground, right? And we were all with all her friends and everything else, and she's 3 years old, right?
Yep.
And she turns around to my brother, her dad, and says, "Can I go play with this gift?" And that's what I just turned.
That's
yes.
Awesome.
Jackpot.
Great job, dude. Fantastic. Congratulations. So weekend was not really as action-packed as most get outside of today. Today was super action-packed. I had to leave Juice at the ballpark. Now, her mom was there. She had transportation away. But she did have middle school tryouts. I had to leave before the catching and pitching portion. She does play a few positions. But from what all I heard, she did really well, so I'm super proud of her. Friday night, I went and checked out. Friday night, I had softball practice. We have the first tournament of our 10U All-Star. Our first tournament is this week. We had our second, third practice, one of those on Friday. Nice little hitting practice. All kinds of kids out of town right now for graduations and stuff like that. So only about half of attendance, but we had a nice little hitting practice. Then I went and checked out Thunderbolts. I got to say, I liked it. I didn't love it. Well, so I thought it was great. I would watch it again. So I guess, does that mean that I love it? I'm not 100% sure. But it was funny. It was great. The Sentry part of it, once they introduce Sentry, the villain, and the whole him being dark and sending everybody to the shadow world type whatever. And look, it came out like a week and a half ago, so not really any major spoilers here. Sentry's the villain. But it was fun. It was tied into the other movies. They had a couple fun little post-credit scenes. It was all right. Saturday, didn't do a whole lot except for go to the softball field and practice with Juice because she had been out of town all week and hadn't been picked up a softball all week. But got some stuff done. Sunday was kind of busy. Just kind of went through all that. But the Braves played a series over the weekend up in Boston. All in all, it went pretty well. Going to get into game two in a minute because people are mad. Look, I don't like the fact that the bullpen blew a lead on Saturday, just like I know that you probably don't either. But we just need to calm down. Today was great. Let's rewind back to Friday. Chris Sale, 7 innings pitched, gave up a run, struck out 8 dudes. We had the back-to-back home runs by Olsen and Sean Murphy in the second inning. Rossell Iglesias comes in the 9th for a save opportunity. Does give up a base hit, which ended up turning into an earned run. Does give up a run, but he's a pitch-to-contact hitter that's going to happen from time to time. As long as he doesn't do that with a one-run lead. This one was not on Friday. Iggy gets the save on Friday night. All is well. All of the fire Rossell Iglesias people had to live to fight another day. They did not get to fight on Saturday, as we didn't even get to Iggy. Saturday, Braves lose 7-6, but had the lead the entire game. Grant Holmes throws 7, 2 earned runs, 5 Ks. Matt Olson, 3-for-5 with a home run. So that was back-to-back for him. Today made it back-to-back. Did Olson hit a home run today? No, Ozuna hit a home run today. Olson almost hit a home run today, but hits the top of the fence, the top of the wall, top of the Green Monster.
Is there anything cooler than hitting a home run over the Green Monster in Boston? I think that's of every place in the world in that sport to hit a home run. I feel like the Green Monster.
I would like to know where players stand on this because it does. It's not a deep fence. It's only like 320.
It's 310 to left field.
Yeah.
The left post. It
just has to be high enough to clear the monster. So that has to be a pretty cool thing for players. But if I had an absolute bullet that hits the freaking top of the monster 5 feet underneath where the wall is, that would have been a home run in every other ballpark in the league. I don't know. I'm kind of perturbed. But it's also pretty cool hitting a bullet off the Green Monster, too. Most of those do only turn up as doubles, though, because the ball is going to boom, and you can hear it. There has to be microphones back there, right? It's very loud. You can hear it. The ball usually just lands in the outfielder's glove. There's no way you're getting a triple out of that. If it was the right field fence, maybe. But, yeah, I think hitting a ball out of Fenway Park like Marcelo Ozuna did twice over the weekend would be pretty cool. But yeah, hitting a ball over the monster would be pretty cool. Hitting a ball or being in those seats, what they just added probably 10 years ago, the seats on the monster would be catching one of those home run balls. Got to be pretty phenomenal.
It's that and, like, maybe San Francisco hitting it out to right field into the bay.
Into McCovey Cove?
Yeah.
I think that one for me would probably be
– That's number two,
better
I'd
than
say.
The Green Monster.
No way. I don't think anything's better than
because
the Green Monster.
Because more hitters have hit balls over the Green Monster than have hit balls into McCovey Cove.
Vaughn Grisham hit one over the
Green Monster. At one point, he did his very first – was it his first at-bat?
I think so.
It was definitely his first home run of his career.
It was his first game.
It was definitely his first game. May have been his first at-bat. I'm not 100% sure.
I don't think it was his first at-bat. I think it was his second or third.
But,
maybe.
Yeah, you're right. There have been more hitters, though, hit one over the Monster than there have in a McCovey Cove. At one point, they had splashdowns where they were just counting Barry Bonds' home runs. Matt Olson hit one there, if I'm not mistaken, recently. I think Michael Harris may have also. Now, and I say recently, this is in the last like couple of few years, you know. But McCovey Cove home runs are hard to do. And I think Michael Harris might have hit one that bounced on the sidewalk and then went to McCovey Cove. Either him or Olson did that very recently, like last year. And then I think the other one, I think Matt Olson may have hit one that just landed in McCovey Cove. I could be mistaken. Somebody on the text line may correct me. But definitely fun to hit home runs in Fenway Park. I would love to go to a baseball game and sit in those Green Monster seats at some point. Those look like some scary seats to sit in, though. Like, first row, there's that net. There's a fence in front of you, kind of like they have at Wrigley, that catches balls. I don't know. You got that guy that just fell almost to his death over in – where was that at? In Arizona or something like that? Yeah, Pittsburgh. That's right, PNC Park. Like, if I'm having a few beers up at Fenway, I'd just be kind of worried if I'm in the front row that I'm going to fall over that thing. That's much longer than 20 feet. But anywho. So, Saturday's game was a little raised a little bit of questions for, you know, Brian Snitker and how he uses his bullpen. Now, Daisvell Hernandez was not available. Dylan Lee, not available. We hadn't seen Scott Blewett, though, in a couple of few days. And I think that's the biggest question that people had was, where was Scott Blewett? Eniel De Los Santos did okay, pitched out of a jam that he was gifted. But Rafael Montero did not. And had I not come straight from the ballpark, I would have prepared myself a little bit better. But I would like to know Rafael Montero's last couple of few games, because they have not been great. Now, he has had his moments, but it's kind of time to say adios to Rafael Montero in high-leverage situations. And then Pierce Johnson, of course, comes in and gives up the walk-off. Was that Devers, too? I think Devers was Saturday, and Devers hit one of the Grand Slam today, which was the only blemish on Spencer Schwellenbach's day. But look, the pitchers that Brian Snitker is this type of manager. If Alex Anthopoulos puts players on the roster for Brian Snitker to use, he's going to use them. The Major League Baseball roster is comprised of 26 players, and Snit uses all 26 of them. With the exception of, we haven't seen him so few times in the last few weeks that I've even forgot the shortstop's name. I bring forward on names all the time. Yeah, you know, what's his name? Yeah, Orlando Arcia. Yeah, thank you, Garrett. I haven't seen him in a while ever since that popped up bunt, but he did get an opportunity. But anyway, so especially on the bullpen, if you're in the bullpen and you're on the staff for the Braves, Snit's going to use you. So it's been a while since he used Montero, probably De Los Santos too. That's why they found themselves into the game. It had been a while since we've seen Scott Blewett too. I think we haven't seen him since that last time that he got the two-inning win in extra innings. So people were kind of confused about that, but that's the thing. It does come back to bite Snit in the butt sometimes because these guys don't do their job. Now, that's not completely his fault. Maybe he needs to be surrounded, or maybe he needs to have better players in the bullpen that he can use in those situations. That would be the ideal scenario. But Pierce Johnson's been good, gives up the walk-off home run. He put him in there to try to get the save or the win. But yeah, Rafael Montero, I don't know. It kind of seems that when Spencer Strider comes back, who he is going to start in the Nats series when they travel to Washington, there is one of the games coming up in the series that don't have a starting pitcher announced yet, and it is Wednesday, the first game of the Nats series. So if you go back and do some math, I was told there would be no math. Go back and do the math to when Bryce Elder would have made his next start, it would have been Wednesday. So A.J. Smith-Shawver goes on Thursday. Friday is going to be Chris Sale again. So, yeah, Spencer Strider is going to make the start on Wednesday versus the Washington Nationals. That's the day that we have a TBD on the schedule versus Mitchell Parker. So, we'll see Strider on Wednesday. And I forgot where I was going with that, but that happens. Anyways, we're going to experience the headlines up next. Listen to a little bit of audio. There has been a deciding game today. Wow, Thunder, man. I actually thought the Nugs were going to win that series. They did not. We have a winner of the PGA Championship. Are all four conference finals decided? Are both conference finals decided, all four teams? I think they are. We'll get into all that. Exciting softball action happening right now that I'm about to go look on my phone. UGA is playing softball right now in an elimination game in the NCAA softball tournament. We're getting into all that. Experience the headlines is next. This is Bo Johnson Experience on Sports Radio 910 of the Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 99 The Game. Sometimes talking is hard. Tell you what else is hard, hitting a ball out of Fenway Park. That's what you just heard. I'm not sure what's on the other side of the Green Monster. I've never even been to Boston. Not a safe place to put your car. It's a street. It is like kind of neighborhoody. Yeah. Probably some parking lots back there. Speaking of other places to hit home runs, Grant McCauley on his way to the house listening. I do appreciate you, Grant. So it was Michael Harris did hit a ball into McCovey Cove on his first game back from the IL last year. Olsen hit a ball into the Allegheny in Pittsburgh, which, if I'm not mistaken, maybe, and that one bounced into the Allegheny. That one's a hard, that's hard. I don't know if that's possible to hit a ball. I'm sure somebody's done it into the Allegheny. And then, yeah, Spencer Strider does start the first game. It's Tuesday, not Wednesday. Math is hard. Appreciate it, Grant. Thanks for listening, by the way. So we had, let me look at my scribbling here. I didn't have time to put this onto the rundown in type form. We had six guys in the Braves lineup with at least two hits today. If I'm not mistaken, three guys had three hits. Braves win today 10-4. Offense was electric. Schwelly actually pitched really good. He made one bad pitch, which was the pitch that got parked for the grand slam by Rafael Devers. Now, he did get the other guys did reach base. So he wasn't perfect today, but he was efficient through seven innings, four earned runs, all coming off of one grand slam by Rafael Devers. Only three strikeouts. That's fine. Olsen had a home run today. That's back-to-back-to-back, if I'm not mistaken. No, Olsen had a – no, Ozuna had a home run today. Oh, yeah, Olsen had the ball to hit the top of the stupid monster. I hate that rule. There should be yellow. If it hits the yellow, it should be a home run, just like if it hits the foul pole. Make it be one or the other.
I also
went
out and looked up those tickets that you were talking about for the Top of the Green Monster, and they are not cheap.
Really?
Not cheap. I think the cheapest one that I found was standing room only for like $100.
And is that through the direct ticket website, or is that from a third-party sale? That's Ticketmaster.
Yeah, it's Ticketmaster. And
wow, $100
Zone. Most of the time, they're sold out. A lot of those games
are
sold out.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Zone 5, whatever that means, it's one section in there. It's kind of like the... It's like a reserved section, I guess you could say, for standing room.
Oh,
and you have to like show a
fancy
ticket up there.
Fancy section.
And then there are actual seats that you can sit in. I think it's like a suite style or something like that. But it's like $280 was the cheapest I could find.
That's crazy.
But most of the time it's sold out.
Because there's only like, I don't know.
There are not a lot of
seats. It doesn't look like four rows, five rows, maybe eight, something like that.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of seats up there. A couple hundred people, I would guess.
Yeah. Not even a couple. Maybe it's 100 people.
Oh, wow. All right. If anybody has sit up there, I'm sure the view's great. Anyways, Braves win 2 out of 3 in Boston. Now they're going to head to Washington. Day off tomorrow, finally. You know, I'm not a schedule blamer person, but 17 straight after that stupid West Coast road trip to start the season and these stupid little, hey, let's get the Braves home for 3 and then back out on the road. Can we just be home for a week and then gone for a week and then home for a week, gone for a week? You know? But it's back over 500, which is fantastic. So I mentioned this going into break. All right, here's where we are with the NCAA softball tournament. Georgia is playing in an elimination game versus Duke right now. Duke was the seeded. Duke is hosting a regional. Georgia had to go up there and play against Duke because they finished the season unseeded. Georgia won their first two games, so they go automatically to the regional championship game, which they lost the first one. So now Duke would have to beat Georgia twice. So now they're in an elimination game. The winner of this game goes on to a regional. If Duke wins this game, they will host a regional. Georgia will go to a regional with someone else. The score now is 2-1. It's the top of the seventh with no outs, and Georgia has two runners on, second and third. So if Georgia can find a way to win, they'll advance to the super regionals. This is pretty exciting stuff. Women's College World Series will happen after the super regionals, of course, in Oklahoma City. One of the vacations that I do want to go to later on in my life will not be going this year because I only really want to go if LSU makes it. LSU got bounced from the regionals by Southeastern Louisiana, who beat them twice. Played their first game Friday, opening game of their regional. Southeastern scored 4 in the 7th inning to come back and win that game. Then LSU beat, I forget who it was, doesn't matter, on Saturday. And then Southeastern beat them yesterday in the elimination, so that Southeastern would have to go on to the final today. I'm not sure how they did. Haven't kept up with it, have not been at home. But Georgia is playing now with a chance to take the lead in this game. As we know, softball only goes 7 innings, so they got to do it here. Top of the 7th versus Duke at Duke. Scottie Scheffler wins the PGA Championship. Let me pull up my little ESPN app here to see exactly how he did it. So he shot a 1-under day. He went in today 10-under, but he only had a 3-stroke lead. So, Bryson DeChambeau went in today. He must have shot over par today. Let's see. What did he get?
DeChambeau was 1-under par today.
DeChambeau was 1-under.
Riley was 1-over par.
There you go.
English was 6-under par.
Who was it that was in second place going in today at 7-under?
John Rahm.
And he just fell apart?
And just fell apart.
He's not even on the freaking leaderboard that I'm looking at.
No, Scotty just kind of maintained exactly what he needed to do.
Yeah.
He had a big
weekend. With a 3-stroke lead, that's really all you need to do?
Yeah, he was strong on moving day, and then today, obviously, he just had to maintain. That's all he did. And he did. Good for him. It's his third major.
So the New York Knicks beat the Celtics. They will now face the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. You know, injuries for the Celtics were a little bit more to overcome. Jason Tatum with the Achilles injury has already had surgery on it. Jaylen Brown with an MCL injury. When did they diagnose the MCL? I know that he was...
So he played through the final weeks of the season week or so of the season. I don't know when it exactly occurred. I didn't see that part of the report, but he is going to get evaluated. We'll see what actually ends up happening. You don't always have to have surgery on those types of things.
Yeah, well, especially now that they're done.
Yeah, but it's like you have time. But it's more just the idea that you had a proverbial super team, and it was led by two guys who are now on the shelf with tendon injuries. Which, I mean, Jalen...
Like, next season in question, Jalen Brown for Tatum.
Jalen Brown should be fine. I'm not particularly worried about his status moving into next season. TBD, obviously. He's got to go get it evaluated. But Jason Tatum, obviously, is going to be on the shelf for at least the next calendar year. And he's going to be done.
Plus
for,
an Achilles, man. That's
you don't know how he comes back.
Yeah.
I mean, you have no idea how he comes back. And it's a debilitating injury of a guy who's just entering his prime. And that's where it just breaks your heart a little bit, just as a basketball fan.
Speaking of injured Celtics, here's Jaylen Brown on how it felt to lose to the Knicks.
Things didn't go our way this year, and it's unfortunate. But, you know, we hold our head up regardless. Losing to the Knicks, you know, feels like death. But I was always taught that there's life after death. So we'll get ready for whatever's next in the journey. I'll be ready for.
So there you have it. So we've got, and then the Thunder in Game 7. Thunder just took out the Nuggets, 125-93. That one just wrapped up about an hour-ish ago. I thought the Nuggets were going to win that series. But, hey, good for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now we have Eastern Conference Finals are set. Western Conference Finals are set. Back over to the old Diamond. UGA takes 2 out of 3 versus Texas A&M over the weekend. The SEC baseball tournament starts on Tuesday. All right, UGA is into the second round. They are a fifth seed or a five seed in the SEC baseball tournament. So they are into the second round automatically. They will play Wednesday. They'll play the winner of Oklahoma versus Kentucky. That will be one of the opening round matchups on Tuesday. At this point, the SEC tournament is all about jockeying for position in the NCAA tournament. If you finish in the top 16 in the country, you're going to be eligible to host a super regional. That's what everybody's goal is. UGA, after taking 2 out of 3 versus Texas A&M, who is not ranked, but still winning 2 out of 3 versus, it's going to improve their SEC record. That's why they got the fifth seed in the SEC tournament. The more damage you do in the SEC tournament, the higher seed you're going to. Because baseball, college baseball seedings are done once a week, and these teams fluctuate and move a lot. Hell, 2 weeks ago, LSU was the 10th ranked team in the country. Now they're number one. So, and they go into the SEC tournament as the 3 seed. So, SEC baseball tournament happens, starts on Tuesday. That's going to be a lot of fun. Atlanta United, goodness gracious, look at the way Garrett just looked at me. He just kind of flopped his head over, like, do we really have to go through this? They lost to Philly, and yep, there you go. Going to have Charlotte came up earlier in the conversation. We're going to talk a little bit later about the NFL schedule release. We're going to tie some fantasy football into it. I'm also going to have, we're going to have a conversation, Garrett and I, about where are the Falcons. We're not going to do this win-loss thing because nobody knows. All right? What we are going to do, though, we're going to tell you the 8 road trips that are available for you to take to go see the Atlanta Falcons on the road. All right, the Falcons are going to travel to Minnesota, Carolina, San Francisco, New England, Indianapolis, which that one is in Germany, New Orleans, New Jersey, Tampa, and Arizona. I've done some research. This is what I was doing at my house before we went to middle school tryouts. I've done some research. I've looked up things you can do in the cities where the Falcons are going to have away games. Because what the Falcons want you to do is take your butts to those cities, buy tickets, get in the stands, and be rowdy. What the Falcons really want you to do is go to Germany. Go to Berlin to see them play the Colts in Week 10. That would be an absolutely fun trip. 7 international games this season for the NFL. That is a record after only, what, like 3 or 4 last year. 7 this year, and it's got the bye weeks all kind of just jacked up, which they are every season, and I can't make any sense out of it. We're going to tie that into fantasy football conversation too. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the Falcons schedule release a little bit and get into the best road trips. And a former 92.9 The Game employee that I used to work with was featured in one of the NFL schedule release videos. It has not come up because this guy worked here like 10 years ago. And I sent a text out to there we go. Catching up on Andor, by the way. I think I'm on episode 5. Good stuff. Andor's freaking great. I get the adult conversation. Like, I came in on you and Grant talking about this last week. It is not for kids, but I don't think that everything that is Star Wars related has to be. I would love a rated R movie about Darth Vader. You want to see?
Ooh.
Dude, if you read some books.
Oh, no. I've seen the comics where.
And comics are the same, yeah.
Lord have mercy, the things that he did in those comics.
There is a novel.
Nasty.
Based on Darth Vader and Darth Vader alone, that has him throwing lightsabers, cutting dudes in half, and like, oh yeah, like we need some, like the ending.
There's a reason he's evil.
The ending
and a lot of things with Darth Vader are like, you know, assumed violence or assumed evil.
We got to see a smidget at the end of Rogue One.
Of it. And that's what I love.
Can
about
you imagine
that.
A rated R movie full of that? Like,
oh,
yes, yeah, I'm
God.
In. Yeah, night one, bring it. Let's go.
Oof.
Yeah. I think it was called Darth Vader, Dark Apprentice, or something like that. There's a book. It's great if you're into reading. And if you're into reading about Star Wars stuff, look it up. It was fantastic. All right, NFL schedule release. When we come back, we're going to go through the schedule release for the Falcons. Colts had to issue an apology. We're going to get into the best Falcons road trips. That's going to happen next. It's the Bo Johnson Experience on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yep.
Ah.
I'll tell you who don't want problems with me. Actually, that's not me. I'm wrong. Tell you don't want no problems is Duke softball. I wasn't paying attention to whether or not there was runners on. But UGA just smoked a freaking home run and now has the lead 3-2. That's all the details that I have for you because I didn't see it actually go down. So they are now in the, it looks like the top of the eighth. So these TVs inside the studio are not exactly high definition. My apologies. So I'm going to go to my phone and get you accurate information here that I can read. So it looks like Georgia tied it up in the seventh, and then now we just have a solo shot in the top of the eighth, which would be extra innings. That is correct. So they had to have tied it up in the seventh. We're now in the top of the eighth. So Duke will come to bat in the bottom of the eighth, but Georgia's still batting. They have they've taken the lead in the top of the eighth with no outs. So let's see if they can add on here. This is pretty exciting because Georgia would be upsetting the 14 seed Duke, and we have at least one team that is not going to be hosting a super regional of the top 16 teams in the country. And that's LSU, who got ousted by Southeastern Louisiana. So, look, softball is an extremely fun sport to watch. The softball field that these girls play on is freaking tiny. The things that these girls do, and I did not become a softball fan until I started coaching my daughter's team, but I have been doing that for like 5 years now, so now I'm just locked in.
Georgia has 10 hits in this game.
The things these girls do on this tiny field is it's phenomenal. The reaction time they have, the bases are like 60 feet. The rubber from home plate is 43 feet.
Wow.
Like, when these girls throw 75 miles an hour, that's the equivalent of about 96 in Major League Baseball or faster. Pretty cool. You should watch some softball. It's a lot of fun. So the Falcons schedule release. A couple of news and notes for other schedules real fast. And then we're going to dive into this Falcons schedule. Quick shout out. So about 10-ish years ago, I would think around 2014, 2015, 2016. That's what I started here in 2014, which that by itself is just, I've been here for 11 years. I started as you heard when Big Voice Guy was doing the best intro of any show on this radio station at 7 o'clock. We can argue about it if you want. As he's doing that intro, yes, I used to pass out T-shirts. I was a street teamer. A lot of people may or may not remember my guy, Austin Pasco, who he and I together were street teamers. Austin would leave here to go on to take a job with the New Orleans Saints. He would start, I forgot what he would got a job doing with the Saints, but now he's very involved with the Saints in the Play 60 program. He does a lot in there, and obviously he's worked his way up to where people know who the hell he is. So my guy Austin, if you watch the Saints video with the translator guy, the crazy translator for Kellen Moore, Austin is the Secret Service-looking dude that has to hold Secret Translator guy back from going to try to fight some of the reporters. He's like the bouncer guy. So Austin, if you're out there listening, and you're probably not because you're in New Orleans, when I got up and started looking at the show notes today, because I knew that we were going to have these tryouts this afternoon, it was like 10:30 in the morning. I woke up, had some coffee. I was going to start putting together some notes. So then I started catching up on these schedule release videos, and I watched the Saints video. Steak had talked about it earlier in the week on the Steakhouse. So I watched their video, and I'm like, oh, my God, I look like Leonardo DiCaprio in that meme. That was me on the TV. But Austin, proud of you. Fellow shirt passer outer, look at you being in schedule release videos and look at me sitting here on a Sunday night talking to y'all. Who's got the better life? I think I do. Speaking of the Saints, they have zero primetime games for the first time in 25 years. They're only one of two teams that have zero primetime games. I know that Falcons fans love to hear that. I would too. The Chiefs have 5 primetime games in the first 8 weeks of the NFL season. That's another just nugget on the NFL schedule release. But that's who the people want to see, right? I mean, it's the Chiefs. The Taylor Swift effect wasn't minimal because the Chiefs were already popular, but that was a thing. And it still is a thing because Travis and Taylor are still together. So
wait, remind me how many games do the Saints have on primetime?
Zero. Thank you, Garrett, thank you, Carl Dukes as well. Yep. Hey, look, Carl. I feel you. Yep. I deserve all that. It's all good. You know why you can laugh, Carl? Yep. That's right. That's what, hey, yuck it up. Yuck it up. My quarterbacks have more games played in the NFL than your quarterback does. And that's where I have to go with that.
What a flex. What a flex. I mean, hey, Tyler Shuck's going to win the starting job.
He may.
I've
that's
seen
why they drafted him. He was the third best quarterback in the draft, according to experts. Well, the Saints passed on the second best quarterback in the draft. I don't know why, but so did, you know, 100
else.
Freaking else.
17 times.
Picks. Yeah. So there's that. Colts have to apologize to Tyreek Hill and to Microsoft, they say. I think the Colts just took down their video. If you don't know, so in the Colts video, they did a Minecraft thing. So did the Chargers, though. In the Chargers Minecraft video, from what I hear, because I didn't see the Colts win. I mean, the Colts win. The Chargers knocked the Minecraft video out the park, where the Colts did not, and it looked like crap. In their Minecraft video, they had Tyreek Hill as a dolphin being arrested by the Coast Guard. Tyreek Hill saw this and said it was funny. Microsoft owns Minecraft, but if the Chargers didn't make Microsoft mad for doing a Minecraft video, which they blatantly just put Minecraft on there. Maybe they paid for that. Maybe they didn't. Maybe the Colts did not pay for their Minecraft copyright. Maybe they didn't. But they say they took their video down because of Tyreek Hill, and they didn't want to, you know. I think they took their video down because it sucked, and they were embarrassed. That's probably what actually happened. Not only did they try to smear Tyreek Hill, but they also had the second best Minecraft video of all the schedule release videos. So, anywho, a couple notes on the Falcons' schedule. So, from 21 to 23, the Falcons had two primetime games. From 21 to 23, it's three seasons. Two primetime games. Last year, they had five. The Falcons have five more primetime games this year. All right, they get the Vikings on Sunday night. The Buffalo Bills in week six on Monday Night Football is going to be a lot of fun. That one's here. So we're playing the Buffalo Bills here and not in Buffalo, even if it is in October. But I think it's pretty cold in Buffalo in October. You don't want to go to Buffalo anytime. They get the Niners on Sunday Night Football the following week in week seven. Then they have Berlin, which that's not a primetime game. It's just, you know, highlighted on here. Then they have the Bucks in week 15 on Thursday Night Football. Circle this one on your calendar. Week 17, that's December 29th versus the Los Angeles Rams. That is the team where head coach Raheem Morris came from. Raheem Morris was on the Super Bowl winning squad for the Los Angeles Rams. This is the first time he's going to be facing them as the Falcons head coach. That game will probably mean something. Week 18, not a primetime game. It is a flexible game. Maybe can they flex games into primetime? Like, if we get all the way to week 18 and everybody was wrong about the Saints and this game actually means something, they could be flexed into primetime. Just saying. 7.5 wins is what Las Vegas has given the Falcons. If I'm a betting person, and I'm pretty sure that you can go on to Prize Picks or any of these other apps that you hear us talking about here on 99 The Game, I'm pretty sure. I know they do season-long individual totals. I don't know if they do season-long team totals. But if I have any of these offshore gambling apps that are legal or illegal, I don't know what they are, I'm taking the over on that, 7.5 wins. There's no way the Falcons are only a half a game better than what they were last year. We assume so. Now, look, we had this conversation last week. This all depends on the ability of Michael Penix to not lose games for the Falcons. You still have no idea who Michael Penix is after only three games started in the NFL. All right? Now, they do have the 13th easiest schedule. I don't know what the hell that means. That's based on Vegas wins and losses and nerdy metrics. That means they have, what, the 17th toughest schedule? So, it's a pretty easy schedule for the Falcons based on the analytics nerds. The easiest stretch for the Falcons, week 9 through 13. Those are when you definitely want to get your Falcons in your fantasy football lineups. Patriots, Colts, Panthers, Saints, Jets. Wow. That is a lineup right there of some not the most talented teams in the league. So then we're going to ask, which of these games are you going to go see on the road? All right, I've done some research, well, for most of the weeks. So the Falcons in week 2 is their first away game. Minnesota, From what I hear, Minnesota in September, probably not a bad place to go because it's not going to be super, super cold. But Minnesota also plays in a dome. But you also don't want to go visit a city and have to be walking around doing touristy stuff when it's cold outside. That would kind of suck. This is also a Sunday night football. This is their first primetime game of the season. Garrett, have you ever been to Minneapolis, Minnesota?
I have flown through there.
Okay.
So,
you've been
no.
through the airspace.
I've been through the airspace. I've been to Minnesota, and it was also in the summertime, and it was gorgeous.
I bet.
It's gorgeous.
So, in the event
it's
that
like
you're
70 degrees.
In the event that you're wanting to plan a trip to Minnesota, here's some things that you can do. Lots of artsy stuff in Minnesota. They do have 10,000 lakes, or at least that's what they
it,
say.
No, it
in
does.
Their own
have
motto.
You ever flown? Have you ever flown over Minnesota?
Is it actually 10,000?
No, it
lakes?
Actually it is an unbelievable.
I know it's a lot
sight.
Of lakes,
you,
including
you look
the
out
great
the window.
Ones.
You look out the window and it's just a lake everywhere. You can you it's like a polka dot.
So there's lots of lakes.
Lots of them.
All right. Lots of artsy stuff. Museums, art centers. There is the Walker Art Center, which is a contemporary art center you can go to in Minnesota. All right. There is the Mill City Museum, where you can go and learn about the history of flour. I guess Minneapolis was a really big flour town where they make a bunch of flour. You can go to the Mall of America. Now, this one I really do would actually like to visit one day. This is a mall where they do have shopping and eating, but they also have amusement park rides. All right? You can go to the mall and ride a roller coaster. Sign me up. You know, you can do some shopping. You send the kids on some rides. I'm sure they have a bar in there. There's the Minnehaha Regional Park. There's also the First Avenue Music Venue. That place opened in 1970. That's where Prince got famous. All right. Lizzo's also performed there. So go catch you a show at the First Avenue Music Venue. That is a historic landmark type place in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. There's also the Minneapolis Skyway Museum. So if you're planning a trip for Sunday Night Football in week two, go ahead and book your tickets to all those places I just mentioned. The Falcons are also away in week three. They're at Carolina. All right. I didn't do any research on Carolina, on Charlotte. One, it's freaking Charlotte. It's like 5 hours from here or something. But every time Charlotte comes up on the midday show with Andy and Randy, Monday to Friday, 11 to 2 right here on Sports Radio, 99 The Game, every time Charlotte comes up, my brother Randy McMichael says Charlotte's pretty raggedy. So does Andy Bunker, although Andy does like Charlotte a little bit more than Randy. I didn't do any research on Charlotte. Plus, what can there be to do in Charlotte? I haven't heard anybody come on here and say, man, I remember my trip to Charlotte, and it was great. From the text line, from Rusty, what's up? Who y'all got, Knicks or Pacers? I think it's going to be a good one. That Rusty, that probably should be a good one, and I'm going to go Knicks. I don't know why. I've not done any research comparing the two, but you're going to put me on the spot like that? Just going to go Knicks. All right. This next one here for the Falcons is probably the last one we get to, and then we're going to push the conversation later, but that's okay because we do have room. In doing research for this little project that I had for this segment, I found what I just placed in like one of the top five cities that I want to visit, football or no, but there's also football and baseball to visit here, so I would definitely want to go when one of the teams is there and in season, and it's San Francisco. Never been to San Francisco. That's where the Falcons are in week 7. So week 2, Minnesota. Week 3, Carolina. They're home, 4, 5, 6. Week 7 in San Francisco. All right, you can walk, bike, or you can drive the Golden Gate Bridge, which that's probably the most touristy thing that to do in San Francisco outside of going to visit Alcatraz, which, like, who doesn't want to go visit Alcatraz? But it's the stuff outside of that that I want to visit. Fun fact about the Golden Gate Bridge. Golden Gate Bridge gets painted once a year, so that it stays fresh. Now, check this out. You know how long it takes to go from one end of the Golden Gate Bridge to the other to paint it?
1 year.
Takes a year.
So it's literally just being painted at all
it's
times.
It's being painted at all times.
It's like Georgia highways.
That is, yeah, they're always being worked on somewhere at all times, yeah. Except our, I don't think most of our roads make it a year. Hell, 285 has been being worked on since I moved here, and that was 23 years ago. Still don't even know what they're trying to do with that. Maybe they just resurface one part of 285 and then move over to the next, to the all the way back over to the left lane and start it back over again. So Fisherman's Wharf. All right, I love coastal cities because I'm a huge seafood fan. So in Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco, there are sea lions apparently just roaming around. You ever been there, San Francisco? There's fresh seafood. I'm sold. There's the California Academy of Sciences. All right, there you can see natural history. They have a planetarium and an aquarium at the California Academy of Sciences. I love all of that stuff. Planetarium, sign me up. Aquarium, sign me up. There's the Palace of Fine Arts, if you enjoy fine arts and artsy stuff like that. San Francisco jumps into my top five of cities I want to visit immediately. If COVID hadn't have happened, I would have already been there. Took the kids to Miami for a Braves game in 2019. They handpicked the Bay Area to go in 2020 so that we can visit the AT&T Park and Oakland Alameda County Coliseum, of which is not even being played in anymore. They handpicked that area to go to two baseball games on our next baseball trip. Then COVID happened. Stupid COVID. All right, we got to go. We're going to continue this discussion. Oh, wow. Georgia's up 5-2 now over Duke. We are in the bottom of the eighth, and Duke has one runner on with one out. Georgia is two outs away from advancing to the Super Regionals. I'm going to keep you updated on that. We're going to get into what's next? Experience the NFL on the other side of this break. Give me 5 minutes. We'll be back. Sports Radio 99 The Game. This is the Bo Johnson Experience.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.